With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. In remarks at a White House dinner Friday night for Republican members of Congress, President Trump said the lawmakers were the first group to see the newly paved White House Rose Garden.
We call it the Rose Garden Club, and it's a club for senators, for congresspeople, and for people in Washington, and frankly, people that can bring peace and success to our country.
It won't be easy, but Elon Musk could become the world's first trillionaire.
In a regulatory filing, Tesla says if approved by shareholders, Musk would be handed shares worth as much as 12% of the company in a dozen separate packages if the electric car maker meets certain performance targets, including massive increases in car production, share prices, and operating profit. It could make Musk the first trillion-dollar executive. The payoff is in shares and not cash. Those goals are extreme. In one case, Musk would have to convince investors in the stock market Tesla is worth $2 trillion in total, double what they value it today. I'm Ed Donahue.
Texas has passed new laws on summer camp safety after the devastating July 4th flooding.
Families of some of the children who were swept away by the Guadalupe River joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott in Austin as he signed a set of bills reacting to the deadly July 4th flooding.
Improved and safer camp safety is now law.
At least 136 people, mostly in Kerr County, were killed. The new measures prohibit summer camp cabins in dangerous flood zones, require operators to develop detailed emergency plans, and allocate funding from the state's Rainy Day Fund to help pay for warning sirens and improved weather forecasting. Audio courtesy KVUE. I'm Jennifer King.
The debut of updated COVID-19 vaccines off to a slow start. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. insisting everyone who wants a shot can get one. This is SRN News. Is America getting more rude? SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A lot of people think so. According to a Pew Research Center poll, 47% of adults say unkind behavior is on the rise in this country. 44% say it's about as bad as it's always been. And what behaviors bug people the most? The Pew study finds Americans are most unhappy with people who curse out loud in public places, wear clothing with obscenities on it, blast loud music, bring their dog to the office, or smoke around others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iraq continues to rebuild a decade after ISIS took control of large portions of the country. In the northern city of Mosul, war-damaged churches have been rebuilt in an effort to preserve the heritage of the city's shrinking Christian population. Most of Mosul's small population of believers fled when ISIS launched its offensive in 2014. Before the invasion, the city's Christian population stood around 50,000. This is SRN News. Pope Leo XIV is ready to canonize the first millennial saint.
For many, Carlo Acutis was an ordinary kid who did extraordinary things. He played soccer and loved animals, but he also brought food to the poor, attended Mass daily, and got his less-than-devout parents back to church. His most well-known tech legacy is the website he created about Eucharistic miracles. The site compiles information about the 196 seemingly inexplicable events over the history of the church related to the Eucharist. Acutis used his technological talents to spread the faith before he died at age 15 of acute leukemia in 2006. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Attorneys for Immigration and Customs Enforcement say they intend to send Kilmore Abrego Garcia to the African nation of Estuwini after he expressed a fear of deportation to Uganda. For his part, Abrego Garcia has filed an application for asylum in the U.S. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.